Hi. I believe this is another one for you. Andrew Edmonds.
Yes, sir.
Randy?
Randy.
Item 12.
Kathy, I could go ahead and get the lights, please.
Mr. Edmonds is requesting authorization to construct 373 linear feet of riprap in his property situated along the James River in Henrico County. As well, Henrico County has not adopted the model wetlands ordinance, and you are acting as the local wetlands board for this project. Ms. Evans' property is located about a quarter mile upstream of the Osman Park public boat landing in Henrico County. From there, it's about a 15-minute boat ride to downtown Richmond. This portion of the James River is about 750 feet in width and is heavily utilized by recreational and commercial boat traffic, including large cargo ships calling on the Port of Richmond. This is an aerial depicting Mr. Edmonds' property. His home is situated about a third of a mile away from the shoreline and at an elevation considerably above the floodwaters. There exists an unimproved roadway down through the floodplain, and once it gets down to his shoreline here, it more or less parallels the shoreline. His riprap would be placed at about this deadfall here, which is his property line, and would run for 373 linear feet up and around the small headland point here. So he would be looking to riprap that portion of his shoreline. Just to close up of the same shoreline, there would be just minor bank shaping to affect the 2-to-1 side slope, get the fabric down, put the riprap down as to follow the contour of the shoreline. It would be a 6-foot base width for the revetment. This is the contractor's drawing. I had him identify the riprap segment lengths for the length of the project and give me tie-down dimensions so that if you approve it, we can do a compliance inspection. The riprap would start 32 feet upstream from this tree. This is that small headland. It would wrap around the headland, and it would continue down the shoreline down in this area to where that approximately that tree is there. It would stop in this area here. I did include some of the close-ups of some of the undercutting of the bank, which is, we think, a result of both barge traffic and some flood events. And some of these holes go back underneath the bank several feet. And I'll just leave you with the final aerial. Kathy, could I get the lights? The riprap as proposed will impact approximately 2,238 square feet of non-vegetated wetlands. Again, it's a sand, mud, mixed flat community. Thems advises that the applicant's river and shoreline is experiencing minor undercutting, most likely due to barge wakes and occasional high flow events. Since active bank failure was not observed, Thems suggests that a shoreline protective structure may not be warranted at this site. No other state agencies have commented on the project, and it is unprotested to date. In summary, in staff's opinion, the majority of the bank along the applicant's property is moderately undercut. This is likely due to storm events and wake-induced erosion caused by recreational boat traffic, sand and gravel barge traffic, and the larger ships calling on the Port of Richmond. Adverse impacts to the marine environment associated with the project are considered by staff to be minimal. Thems does question, however, the need for the riprap given the absence of bank failure and the distance between the shoreline and the applicant's home. In light of the existing shoreline conditions, the location of the unimproved roadway, and the continued potential for storm and wake-induced erosion, staff recommends approval of the project as proposed. This recommendation is based upon the following findings. One, that the anticipated public and private benefits of the activity exceed its anticipated public and private detriment. Two, that the proposed development conforms with the standards described in Section 22.1308 of the Code and the guidelines promulgated by the Commission pursuant to Section 28.2.1301, and three, that the proposed activity does not violate the purposes and intent of Chapter 13, Subtitle 3 of Title 28.2 of the Virginia Code.
Any questions for Randy? All right, thank you. There. Is Mr. Edmonds right. Present or represented? Yes, sir.
Good afternoon.
Swear the testimony should give be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth will help you, God.
Yes, sir.
State your full name for the record.
Andrew Edmonds.
Thank you. Glad to have you with us.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate you considering this for me. We've lived at this property for about 12 years, and the point to the left, as you notice, a lot of the erosion there, we probably lost about 3 feet on that point in about 12 years. And there's quite a bit of undercutting on the high bank there, and it is about 6 to 8 feet high, and there is a parallel road that runs along the river there. And while my house is a pretty good ways from the river here, that road, I'm afraid that eventually we will have some bank failure there, and I will lose the road that parallels the river. Plus, my kids play along the bank there, and I just want to do some preventative maintenance there before we do lose the bank. So, I appreciate your consideration on that.
Thank you. Any questions from the commission? Thank you, sir. Anyone in opposition to this application? No opposition. The matter is before the commission for action. Mr. Robbins?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would move approval of a staff recommendation on this project.
Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Holland. Any further discussion? All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Carried. Thank you very much. All right, Mr. Graham.
Commissioner, this should be relatively quick. Section 15.2-2903, parent 7 of the code, directs that the Commission on Local Government periodically maintain an updated listing of all of the state and federal mandates on local government. This was enacted several years ago.